This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck, if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is Peter Scoop Stanton, finally back on 7-5 Radio after a long vacation up in Yonadosis, New York. It is Saturday, August 12th, 2023. We are red hot and rolling. Walter, how are we doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty well. Welcome back. While you were away, I think your equipment in your studio is not working well. We can't hardly hear you.
Well, you're coming in loud and clear. But tonight
I'm coming in loud and clear because I haven't been away for 5 weeks. My equipment is just fine. You get a little closer to the microphone. Don't be bashful.
If I got any more closer, it'd be in my mouth, but well, that's for something totally different.
Hey, that's a podcast show. That's not for this.
Right. But I am at a remote location. I am at a okay. I'm sitting here naked, but unfortunately the clerk at the Cyber Cafe in downtown Washington, D.C. is calling Metropolitan Police Department. I don't know why. It's a free country.
I thought I heard somebody puking in the background.
No, that's somebody here at the Cyber Cafe. Anyways, we might have a guest later on the show. But anyways, first order of business, as always, whether I'm here or not, we want to remember members of the law enforcement community. Tonight, we want to first remember Deputy Sheriff Alejandro Martinez of the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Office. End of watch, July 28th, 2023. Deputy Martinez was one of the people that was mowed down by some savage in his automobile while attending the Sheriff's Academy. They're on a run out in L.A. County. Also, we want to remember Sergeant Pedro Torres Santos, the Trujillo Alto Municipal Police in Puerto Rico. End of watch, July 31st, 2023. He was victim of a hit. The poor officer sergeant was going about his business, and a couple of muchachos gunned him down. Unfortunately, those people are at large. Also, we want to remember Deputy Marshal Barry Gilgo of the Valpeta Marshal's Office in Louisiana. End of watch, July 31st, 2023. His color, thankfully, is dead and in the ground. And we want to remember, finally, Police Officer Jonah Oswald of the Fairway, Kansas Police Department. End of watch, August 7th, 2023. Mm-hmm. His killer is mm-hmm. in the ground.
Yes.
Anyways, well, while I was gone, I was still very keen to the news. The media lies to us. What I've noticed from my take since I was gone was that you had Devin Archer testify in front of Congress at a House Judiciary Committee, and the media totally ignored it. This is on July 31st. The media totally ignored it, and I was watching the NBC Nightly News with Mom and Dad before Wheel of Fortune. They had no mention of it whatsoever. And then August 1st, Donald Trump gets indicted again. This time for January 6th, election fraud, violation of, I guess, freedom of speech. And it is plastered.
Yeah, all conspiracy charges.
Right. Right. And it is, I mean, other than, I was waiting for the poor man to get perp walked out of court. It was ridiculous. So, as usual, the media is in cahoots with this administration. Last week, I was listening to the show so intently that I forgot to download it, download the episodes, and post it on the website. But you can; those are available however you listen to the show. But for 2 weeks, you and Heather talked about how the Bidens are corrupt. With just new information, and you know, you got all these the Alphabet networks saying nothing. Oh, Donald Trump was conspired to overthrow the government. Well, he was the chief executive of the government. Or he conspired to voter fraud. He conspired to this. I mean, it's conspiracy. And it's nothing but a fraud. What say you about the media and the Biden crime family versus the Donald?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Biden is just doing what Biden does. I mean, pictures are popping up with people on Air Force Two that he said he didn't talk to, you know, in regards with his son's business affairs. But why would he be talking to them on Air Force Two? So, you know, that's one proof that, you know, his hands are dirty. Now you got to scrape the dirt off his hands to see exactly, you know, what kind of grease that you have. And it doesn't appear that the attorney general is wanting to do that. So they're going to pile as much, you know, dog crap on top of Mr. Trump. So he has to pull out of the election. Okay. But, you know, being that we are, what, 17 months away from the next presidential election, I believe Mr. Trump's camp will make motions for a speedy trial, which would negate pretty much anything that the prosecution is going to bring forward, because they don't have nothing. They don't have anything. They just want this to drag out, you know, through next summer's campaign trail. Now, as far as Mr. Biden goes, you know, we have him, and I'm talking about our nation has him on and video, you know, telling the Russians that if you don't fire this inspector general who's investigating my son, you're not going to get the money. And what happens? The guy gets fired, and this Russian executive gets the money. So
right, you mean Ukrainian?
This is my, yeah, the Ukrainian. I'm sorry. This is my money, buddy. This is my money, America. This is your money, and he's giving it to whomever the hell he thinks he needs to give it to. And you know, he Biden's son had to have made a phone call to tell his father that, listen, I'm being investigated by this guy. You know, what can we do about it? And of course, Biden just went ahead and said, you know, I'll make a phone call to Obama, and you won't get the money unless you fire this guy.
Right. Anyways, we come up. We're coming on our first break. When we come back, we'll talk about more crime in the District of Columbia. It's turned into a war zone. Also, talk a little about my vacation and a devoted, delighted actor or director passed away. And we have a possible guest. Stay tuned for 75 Radio on Liberty News Radio Network.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine. the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness, and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by six corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpochTimes.com.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
Back 7-5 Radio on the Liberty News Radio Network. Check us out, 7-5radio.org. That's 7-5radio.org. Well, Metropolitan Police did show up at the cybersecurity cyber cafe on K Street Northwest, and they told the clerk more or less that there's nothing they can do about it. So I remain here naked at the cyber cafe. Come on down to K Street Northwest if you want to take a peek. But anyway, speaking of crime in the District of Columbia, earlier this week, the councilman for the 8th District, or Ward 8, his name is Trayon White. He said that Southeast Washington, D.C., a.k.a. Anacostia, has become a war zone. But with Councilman White does not realize Anacostia has always been a war zone, because the people that live there, you know, make it that way. But then since the passing of St. George of Fentanyl, the D.C. Council, including Councilman White, has put the handcuffs on the cops. So police are leaving the Metropolitan Police Department. They're leaving New York City Police Department, Philadelphia, Baltimore. They're leaving every police department in droves. But Here's some of the things that the council has passed for the what we call the St. George Act. They made sweeping changes to the police. They eliminated due process and disciplinary rights of police officers, and created a new ability for investigators to Monday morning quarterback concerning use of force. They prohibited officers from using body-worn cameras to complete reports. So if you have a rush report, somebody dropped some rocks, somebody dropped some ammunition, an unlicensed firearm, and they are prohibited from watching the camera of what happened to complete their reports completely and to the best of their abilities. They're prohibited to do that, even though that report and that camera footage is going to keep them out of trouble. So anyways, they just generally hamstrung police, and cops can't even protect themselves in a riot. And on the train side of the house, the transit side of the house, for people riding the choo-choo train, they passed a bill prohibiting stopping people for fare evasion. They made it not only did they make it a civil offense, but transit police and Metropolitan Police officers are prohibited from even stopping. They stop them, they have to ask permission to write them a ticket and ask for a picture ID. So, you know, based from my experience working the rails up in New York City, thankfully Bill Bratton he turned around the transit police. You know, anybody that stopped, depending what they're doing, what time of night, they were questioned and possibly frisked. And guess what? People had warrants, people had narcotics, people had weapons, or they had all three. So the District of Columbia is just turning into Mogadishu. People are starting to get fed up. The city council don't have to worry about it because they don't live in these rotten neighborhoods. They don't ride the metro, and they got armed protection when they get to City Hall. We said this was going to happen 3 years ago, and then people saying, "Well, didn't you say to fund the police?" No, I never said that. In fact, we gave more money. I call bullocks. Well, what's the deal about D.C. and every other major city turning into a war zone?
They are putting the cuffs on the cops for minor violations, you know, like the little bit of weed, you know, turnstile jumping, that kind of stuff. Which makes the rest of the country that, you know, doesn't smoke weed or smokes it legally and pays for the turnstile, you know, makes them upset. And it of course, it bothers us. Years ago, how can I say this? After the OJ trial, it seemed that everybody had to retain a lawyer, you know? So in modern times, on that kind of a principle, everybody now has a bodyguard in politics, and they carry guns. Yet they sign bills for you not to carry guns. If you have bodyguards that have to carry guns to protect you, and you're not an international politician, you know, like, the president, the vice president, the speaker, you know, things like that. If you're not an international, if you're just a local yokel, and this includes the senators, state senators, there's, 100 state senators. If you have to have four bodyguards and you walk in the center of them and they have guns, that means you're pissing a lot of people off. 60, 70 years ago, politicians also, of course, pissed people off, but they didn't have to walk around with bodyguards. Because now what they're doing is taking away people's livelihoods, increasing taxes, increasing property taxes, increasing state health taxes, federal taxes. And all that money is going into the politicians' pockets because the politicians are pretty much the largest and richest community that this country has, and also funding the illegal immigration. And right now the politicians in each city, you know, like when Abbott shipped them up to New York, it's going to come out of their constituents' pockets, which means it comes out of that elected person's pocket. So people are pissed off. And what that does is they take away from law enforcement, which depletes the value of law enforcement. So they tell law enforcement to do less. And it's just a non-stop circle that's going into a spiral towards the center, not out, because it's within. Now, these police officers, their hands tied. You know, you bring in somebody who jumped a turnstile, you know, the desk officer is going to say, you know, what the hell you think you're doing? Well, he's got warrants. I don't care. Cut him loose. And
exactly.
Because they don't want to overcrowd the jails now, again, since they let everybody out.
Well, backtrack a couple things before we go to break. One, the thing about bodyguards, now it's almost like a status symbol. Because like 30 years ago, everybody started to ride around as SUVs. And I went to CPAC. You had, you know, Mike Lindell, and you had Matt Schlapp, and all these other people with personal protection. And secondly, cops in the cities, they don't want to do the job because they don't want files open on them. They don't want the hassle of having to deal with not only the politicians and the bosses. You have bosses back in these departments now, instead of taking care of their people, they're putting them on paper. And that's what, you know, that's another reason why cops are leaving the job, is that they don't want to be written up just for doing their job. But anyways, please continue before we go to break.
Oh, so, we kind of hit the same mark about the status symbol. You know, years ago, it was having a lawyer at your disposal, you know, but now it's having bodyguards, and everybody has bodyguards. And when you have bodyguards, you bring attention to yourself, because they announce where they're going to be, and it's all over the internet now. But yet, you know, we never knew George Bush went to Iraq to serve Thanksgiving dinner, you know, until George Bush came out from behind the kitchen and, you know, he served dinner. So there are ways for these politicians to travel around, because this is what brought down the mafia, you know, with the expensive suits and the expensive cars and the entourage and the bodyguards. That's what brought them down, because of the notoriety, which was, you know, a status symbol. They got some gangsters had to have people know that they were gangsters. You know, these politicians, we know they're politicians. You know, nobody gives a rat's ass on you as a politician unless you take away my my ways of feeding my family or supporting my home, or able to, you increase my taxes in my paycheck, and then you increase the taxes, property taxes. So what's the sense of having a raise in my paycheck since it's all going to get taken away anyway? And the crime is going up. Like you said, it seems, you know, the cops don't care. They don't want to get jammed up over civilian complaints. And, you know, and they don't want to do wrong. They just want to do their 20 and get out. So, you know, right. There's really no protection.
Right. But anyways, coming up, we'll remember a directing legend. Also, we have a guest. She was so impressed by my physique in the Cyber Cafe, she wants to come on 75 Radio. Stay tuned, everybody.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Jerry Barnett. The Fulton County District Attorney is expected to present the Trump case to a grand jury as early as Monday. Former Georgia Lieutenant Governor Jeff Duncan has confirmed to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution he has been called to testify to the grand jury on Tuesday. This means Fannie Willis will have to begin presenting her case regarding allegations of Donald Trump conspiring to overthrow the 2020 election results in Georgia. The Iowa State Fair is the center of the political universe this weekend as the top 2024 Republican hopefuls try to gain support. Former President Trump was at the fairground in Des Moines on Saturday, as was this Republican voter.
I liked what Trump could do if he just kept his mouth shut. Right? So that was the thing. And so he's not a good leader. I liked his philosophies and what he was trying to accomplish, but the way he went about it, it's not good.
Trump's top challenger, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, was also at the fair. At least 80 people have been killed on Maui as search and rescue operations continue in the resort town of Lahaina. FEMA Operations Director Jeremy Greenberg talked about how quickly the Hawaii wildfire spread.
As you can see from the pictures, this was an amazingly devastating fire. When you talk about these types of fires moving as quickly as the length of a football field in 20 seconds or less.
Local officials fear the death toll will continue to rise, with hundreds of people still unaccounted for. Millions living in the Pacific Northwest are bracing for excessive heat. Western Oregon could set temperature records on Monday and Tuesday, with highs in the triple digits. It will also be unseasonably hot in Seattle, with highs in the 90s. Toyota is recalling nearly 170,000 new model Tundra pickup trucks to fix a problem with the fuel line. This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerkew on 7-5 Radio. Check us out, 75radio.org. That's the number, 75radio.org. Anyways, this segment we want to remember Hollywood legends. Director William Friedkin passed away. I tried as best I could to book him on the show. He apparently was a very open individual going on anything to talk about his films. Anyways, he directed one of my favorite films, The French Connection. Now, we have a special connection with The French Connection because Mr. Yerkew's family was friends with Eddie Egan, who was actually in the movie. And to Friedkin's talent, he wanted to do this story based on an actual event. They had to change the character's name for legal purposes. So they had Eddie Egan and Sonny Grosso as not only technical advisors, but they're actually in the movie. And also, there's a scene where they tear away some sort of a 1971 Lincoln looking for narcotics. So the individual that played the police officer stripping the Lincoln was the actual police officer that stripped the car back in the 60s. So also, Friedkin was responsible for the great car chase where the car chased the subway in The French Connection. The car chase was designed, developed, and acted out by Bill Hickman, who did the chase scene in Bullet and the chase scene in The Seven Ups. Also, Friedkin directed To Live and Die in L.A., which also had a fantastic car chase. Also, he directed Blue Chips about a superstar college athlete and had Shaquille O'Neal play the main character because he was a superstar college athlete. But anyways, Friedkin also directed The Exorcist. In that movie, he had a Catholic priest play the role of a Catholic priest. And since this priest was a priest, not an actor, the scene called for the priest to act shocked. So the poor man didn't know how to act shocked because, again, that's not his job. So what Bill Friedkin did was actually slap the priest, and the priest was shocked, like, what the hell happened? And then the camera started rolling. So we're going to miss William Friedkin. Hollywood and America owes a lot to the way he directed movies. He was very authentic. He won Best Director in French Connection. Gene Hackman won Best Actor from the movie. And from what I can tell, he's just an all-around great guy. And he came from a very special time in Hollywood. I call it the Golden Age of Hollywood because you had guys like Friedkin. You had guys like Sam Peckinpah, who directed The Wild Bunch. You had Steven Spielberg, who made Jaws. Francis Ford Coppola made Godfather 1 and 2. You had the Dog Day Afternoon come out. You had Serpico come out. Martin Scorsese did Mean Street, Taxi Driver. And then George Lucas made a little movie called Star Wars. So anyways, it was a very, one of the best times for Hollywood. You didn't have the woke crap going on now. Walt, any comments about Mr. Friedkin?
Well, no, I mean, the guy made some movies, based on true stories. Like you said, The French Connection and then The Dog Day Afternoon, and both of them.
No, he didn't do Dog Day Afternoon.
Well, he should have. Anyway, my point is that The French Connection was a movie that brought to light back in the 70s, brought to light to what I always call white bread America, how the narcotics play a role in a big city like New York and what the cost is and where it's coming from. A lot of people thought it wasn't like real. People thought it was a script, movie, made up by, made up by Hollywood. Just to put on the screen, but a lot of people didn't believe that's the way heroin came in through France, Italy, and Northern Africa. They didn't believe that. So, but damn, they know better.
Right. Also, people complain it wasn't a real action movie. All they did was sitting around in the car a lot. Well, they were detectives. That's what they did. A lot of surveillance, and so that you know, Grasso said that that movie was about 85-90% accurate, which is amazing for, you know, a biopic or based on true events, because nowadays they say it's based on true events. Like, hey, you know, one thing happened, they just made up all the rest. But anyways, I digressed. I'm going to turn the mic over. We have a special guest here at the Cyber Cafe. She's very aroused by my physique. Her name is Claire Pearl. She loved what we've been saying so far, so I'll give the mic to her and I'll let her have the floor. All right, go ahead, madam. You're talking to the world.
Good evening. Thank you for letting me be on the channel. I'm really happy. I listen to this channel a lot, and I'm very enamored. I'm coming on as a single mom who has three boys. The father is involved. But working in law enforcement, what I have seen is that we are demons now, and I have a really hard time with it. My brother is a detective in Philadelphia. He has saved many lives, even after they're shot because of a crime, and he drives them to the hospital faster than the ambulance. And at the same time, he's been demonized because he wears a uniform and he carries a gun.
Right. Is he demonized just because he wears that blue shirt, or because he's, I take it he's a Caucasian since you're white, or both?
He's white. Right. And but he doesn't care about race. He just wants to save people. And at the same time, he said to me after the riots and his Philadelphia wanted to defund the police, that if he loses his insurance that they get, the county or the state gives you, he would let people die. And I had never heard that out of my brother.
So you're saying that the county, Philadelphia, is it Philadelphia County? They're threatening to take away health insurance for their cops?
They're threatening to take away their indemnity, I'm not saying it right.
Yeah.
Yeah, which was their insurance they receive as police officers.
Yep.
And they're that will cover them if they're in a shooting.
Right. Yeah, we had that up in New York, and you know, they took it away here in D.C. So, I mean, that's why I'm sure turnover in Philadelphia is just off the chain, too.
It's horrible. I mean, you know, they have special events, and the police officers have to climb up on poles and put Crisco on the poles.
Yep.
So the maniacs don't climb up and fall off and die and sue the police.
Why would they sue the police if they get on a city light post or a walk don't walk sign? Why would they sue the police instead of like the traffic department?
That's the world today.
Wow.
That's the world today.
Wow. So anything else you want to bring up? So where'd you hear of 7-5 radio?
I heard about it because it was one late night and I was surfing the radio and I found something that appealed to me, which was someone who could talk about extremes but also be respectful. And at the same time, there are so many things going on in this world today that I feel like I need to have a voice. And I was given the opportunity to hold the microphone to my mouth, and I was really excited. But at the same time, I want to share things that are important with people.
Outstanding. Well, I think we have another co-host when I take another vacation. Thank you very much, Claire.
Okay. Cool.
I'll try to. Oh, she's walking away. I was going to give her my number, but oh well. So anyways, you meet all types of people in this cyber cafe on K Street. So anyways, that's very nice. Made a new fan, but I guess you meet anybody here. But anyways, moving right along. So anyway, I got back from vacation and it was one for the books. You know, my parents, they live up in the Onondaga, New York, and I call it God's country. But I found out it's also God's sausage party. Oh my God. And I haven't everywhere I went, my brother lives up there taking care of mom and dad because they're not, they're getting up there in years. And the poor man's been there for 3 years after COVID. And he's been on exactly one date. That's just one date, not a second one. Just one date with a lady with like two part-time jobs and two kids from three different daddies. So anyways, oh, great. We'll get back to my crappy vacation. And also, Co is making a comeback. Stay tuned, everybody. This is 75 Radio on the Liberty News Radio Network.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. Callforcivility.com.
This is 75 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
And we are back. Scoop Satan and Walter Yurkow and the very lovely Claire Pearl, who left the building. Nice young lady who just left. But anyways, real quick, I was up at God's Sauces Fest. It rained. Women were far few between. The guy-girl ratio was like 100 to 0. Absolutely horrendous. But, you know, I got to do adult things. It was just me. The kids went with the ex-wife. So, like any older adult, I watched Wheel of Fortune Jeopardy every gosh darn night. So, for me to kill time and have fun... the young lady we had on July 1st, her name is Daniela Rodriguez. She went to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and she was posting all over Instagram things that she was doing, and she had a great time. I was literally enjoying my vacation through her. But if you go to Daniela.fitnessmodel on Instagram, you'll see why. Also, if you go to Scoop Stanton on Instagram, you'll see rain and a rotten dog. But it's good seeing mom and dad. It was good not having the kids bother me every 2 seconds and reaching in my pocket. But anyways, finally, I wanted to say that COVID's starting to rear its ugly head again. I've been hearing things on the news, seeing things that COVID's starting to spike up again. Maybe we need to go back to COVID protocols. And then I go to the stores today, and you had young people wearing masks, and I literally got angry because we went through this for 3 years ago, And we realize that it's a big lie. It's a big scam. These masks don't do a gosh darn thing. We have natural immunity, or we have ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine or whatever how you pronounce it. And these masks don't work. Social distancing don't work. Nothing works. But I foresee that the next couple months between Donald Trump's trials, plural, and Joe Biden going down in the polls because gas is creeping up to $4 a gallon, that we might be doing the old okey-doke with that COVID-19. Walt, what say you about the COVID?
You got one up on me. I haven't seen anybody wear a mask around up here, down here in Chattanooga. So,
well, you're not here in D.C. I'm talking Washington, D.C. These people have been wearing, even when the they said, hey, the pandemic's over, you can go back living your life like a normal human being, people are still wearing masks. So, but they're talking about it up here. They're wearing their masks again. But I'm at the point, I'm not going to wear a mask. You can go to hell. You can kick me out, whatever. Or I'll wear an old time mask with the stars and bars on it, see what happens. So,
yeah, try doing that.
Yeah, I did it. When Ruth Bader Ginsburg died, I was literally at the Supreme Court, outside the Supreme Court. Everybody's mourning. You know, here's this horrible justice died because she's old. And they're mourning her, so I was walking around with a Confederate flag on my face, because that's stupid. But you know, we'll pay close attention. People, you need to get off your ass and do something about it. They're going to if they stick this again, you know, it's you get nobody to blame but the person you look in the mirror every day. But anyways, that's all I got from the the nut bag. So Walt, did you miss me while I was gone?
No.
Of course you did. I missed you, but I know Heather did.
You didn't send me a postcard.
Well, you want a postcard rain on it? I went to Yonadas's. I didn't go to Myrtle Beach. So,
yeah. No, we had it covered. Heather did a really, really good job. For jumping in and doing it, even at last minute when you decided to take another vacation and bail on it.
Yeah, and I might have somebody fill in for me next week, depending, because I got to go to this thing way out of town, literally in another state. But we'll cross that bridge when we get there. So, but anyways, Heather talked about C19.org. That's the letter C19.org. Tons of great stuff. I asked her to do a little blurb on it so I could put it on the website, but like every other lady, she ignored me. But
can you blame
her? The only person that does ignore me is the person I give money every 2 weeks to. Oh boy, but
She doesn't ignore you. You know. On that day,
right? I'm payday. I'm payday, but like I said,
you got that to look forward to.
Yeah, but you know, she said you better keep yourself healthy and don't piss them off at work, because I need that paycheck. I was like, what do you mean you need that paycheck? It's my paycheck. I work very hard for that paycheck. You know, you don't work squat. You know, anyways, that's a totally different story. But one good thing I did, I was at the Roadkill Grill, and they had karaoke going on, and this girl was just a hot mess, butchering every song she sang. So I had a whole bunch of singles in case the lap dance broke out. So I was going to the DJ, I was greasing him to play long songs, like by the Allman Brothers, Wheels of Confusion by Black Sabbath, song by Yes. That way, just eat up time until until the shift was over. So that was funny. Mm-hmm. But just, oh, my God. That's why people up there, they stay married. Divorce is almost non-existent. And then I called little Billy Keebler with the Onondaga's fire department, and he's too busy doing nothing. I said, hey, you can come over here. I can go over there to your trailer, and we can hang out. But he was too busy doing nothing. But, it's New York State's still a mess. Governor Hochul is still clueless. They still got these people coming in. And Chuckie Schumer, he was able to find $100 million for the city of New York to house these people. You walk down, like, Park Avenue, and these illegal aliens just sitting there waiting for a handout or something. And, which is ridiculous because, well, your family, my family, came in and they worked their ass off till they died. So, anyways, you got anything else for the last couple minutes before I cut you off?
No, I sent you a chart earlier this year on in women's swimming.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Sports.
Go ahead and elaborate on that for me.
So, there's a chart Walter sent me concerning injuries in women's sports. Since different sports authorities started allowing women into, or actually transgendered women into sports, testicle injuries and groin injury just went through the roof. I mean, I don't understand it. You had nothing till about 2020, then all of a sudden, you just a ridiculous amount of groin and testicular injuries in women's sports. So, I mean, I don't know what's going on, but, they're going to have to have more regulations so these ladies don't injure their testicles. Anyways, also, one other thing Walt brought up, I should have brought up, was that Black Lives Matter street murals are starting to fade away. If you go to various cities, especially in D.C., on I think it's 17th Street Northwest, right outside the White House, you got these murals for Black Lives Matter, St. George of Fentanyl, just succumbing to the elements. And I wonder why the tens of millions of dollars that Black Lives Matter raised through various means, why they're not keeping up with things. And, George Floyd Square in Minnesota, in Minneapolis, they need police and security because it's just so dangerous, even though that's hallowed ground. It's like a walking where, like, Christ was crucified. So, I don't know, maybe it's too many white people acting stupid up there in Minneapolis. One other thing, in good old Washington, D.C., Ward 8, one supermarket left in the area is threatening to close down because, guess what? The people that live there like to take stuff because there's actually no consequences for their actions. Now, it's a giant store. Giant is known for their two entrances to each individual store. Now, they blocked off one of the entrances so they could keep an eye on people stealing their stuff at one entrance instead of two, which is ridiculous. But they're going. Giant's going to leave that particular neighborhood. People are going to have to go grocery shopping at 7-Eleven or the liquor store or whatever, or they have to get on a train and go out of their zip code to buy decent food because, again, they put up with foolishness. And Walmart shut five Chicago stores in the hood because they were losing money because they're walking out of it in the front door and the employees at the stores were walking out with the stuff in the back. But, it's very hard for a family of four to just watch TV on a 50-inch flat screen. Anyways, so coming up this summer, or actually, crap, we got summer's almost done. Coming up this fall, you got any plans for this fall?
No.
Walter? No? Oh.
Yeah, no.
You don't have any kids in school. I plan on celebrating my kids going back to school, thank God. But with that being said, we have to, parents, if you have kids in school, start paying attention again because these childless lesbians are going after your kids big time. We got the gay pride flags in schools. You got these pornographic books. You got teachers telling the pronouns. Oh, my name is Petey Stanton, and I'm a this, that, and the other thing. So, anyways, All right, that's it. We made it for another week. For Walter Yuku, this is Peter Scoopstand. Remind you, you can make a difference. Go out and make it. See you next week, everybody.
For 7-5 Radio, for those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.